So holding by the last 2 weeks of Shoivavim. So we might as well take the opportunity to discuss that which we don't speak about the rest of the year for the most part. Yonim in Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas Einayim. It's Parasha Parshas Yisrael, which is the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So anybody who takes a serious look at the Parsha this week will see that the whole maimed of giving of the Torah is centered around the inyan of Kedusha. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidden, in order to receive the Torah Kedoshah, that they would need to be Kedoshim. And the sinyan of B'kidashtim Hayom U'machar meant to be purished from their wives. As Chazal say, V'chomokum shata moitze gede ever, whenever you find harchokas from Arayis, shamata moitze Kedusha. And the reason why the inyan of Kedusha was a hakdama for Matan Torah is goofy, because the point of Matan Torah is to become a Kadosh. So therefore, a hachan of Kedusha will bring to Torah, and then Torah will bring to higher levels of Kedusha. The secret of Vizkadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim. That if a person is Mekadosh Atmo Ma'at Melamata, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadeshem Harbi Milamala. So one cannot but notice how Kedusha and Matan Torah, they go hand in hand. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hakdama to the giving of Torah, he tells Klal Yisrael, by now, if you listen to my voice, ushmartim is brisi. And bris in this context doesn't just mean that if you fulfill, if you keep my covenant. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying ushmartim is brisi. Yisam li skula mikol ha'amim kili kol ha'aretz. Then Hashem says, "Va'atem tihyuli mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh." And as Rashi says, "Lo pachas v'lo yoseh," that it's precisely, this is the chizik, this is the hakdama which HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked out to give to Klal Yisrael before the giving of Torah. And the very last word here is v'goy kadosh. The word kadosh is the last word in this charge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael to prepare them for Matan Torah. We have to ask ourselves, why this specifically? What's behind this formula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? And he wanted this to be the chizik which Klal Yisrael should hear before receiving Torah. We come back to the tzaddik. The tzaddik Yisrael Olam in this inyan, Yosef HaTzaddik, who succeeded in what's practically the impossible, that we've discussed, Baruch Hashem, in the past, the idea of Yosef going down, being the one chosen by Yaakov Avinu to go down to Mitzrayim, which is called Ervas HaAretz, the most profane place on earth, that Avram was scared of, that the moment that they crossed into the boundaries of Mitzrayim, immediately Sarah was taken to the palace of Parai to defile her, that Yosef would not have to withstand such a culture, such an environment. It was impossible. That he found himself in the house of Ishus Potiphar. And she pounded upon him, as the Torah says, Yom, Yom, every single day. He had to be machadish himself in Yanam of Kedusha. And in that moment, where she found the opportunity to be machshel him, and he's in the heat of a fight against his Yetzer Hara. What's the Eitzah that Yosef connects, finds a Hatzalah in at that moment? The Torah says, Behedja, that Yosef says, Einenu gold of Abayis hazeh yorisim imeni. That there is nobody in this house who's greater than me. The Chatasi le'lekim. How can I do such a thing to my Creator? As far as Makdushim say, that why does the Torah tell us this? Why do we need to know what was on Yosef's mind, what he said? So the Tzaddikim tell us what Yosef is doing is as follows. One can look at the chitzonius of this parsha, Einenu galav abayis hazeh yosef mimeni, which is the simple pshat, which is the chitzonius pshat, that Yosef is saying, how can I show such a lack of hakar satov to Potiphar? We're doing something so terrible to him. After all, I owe him so much that he's made me, put me in charge of his home, of his estate. This is how the Rishonim were. And on a more previous level, the Sfarim say, and any galda b'bayis hazeh yosef mimeni means that Yosef was being magala, he was revealing his kedushas haneshama. And he was saying, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has gifted me with something so special. The beauty and neshama which is priceless, which is from the Elyonim. And any galda b'bayis hazeh yosef mimeni, this is the greatest thing which there is in this house. My halig in neshama. V'chatasi le'layhim. And I should defile this spark of Elokos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. That at that moment that Yosef was sensitive, that he was extremely vulnerable. So what he relies on, and this gives him the kayach, is that he believes in his own Kedushas HaNeshama. And he says it's unbecoming for a Heilig Neshama like this to stoop to such a low madriga. And this is what gives him the kayach of Ayyama'ein, to be able to refuse and to say no to the Yetzer Hara. When we speak about Yom HaKippurim, which we know is called the Yom HaKadosh, Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that every single day on the Jewish calendar, 365 of them, correspond to the Shasa, Gidim, which the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Gid of Mila, the Bris HaMila, corresponds to Yom HaKippur. Habet LaBris. We say to Kadosh Baruch Yom HaKippurim to look at the Kedushas HaBris V'atefen LaYetzer. Which is why we read by Mincha Yom HaKippurim such an unusual parsha of Harchokas from Arayos. Because the whole inyan of Yom Kippurim, the Kiddusha Yom Kippur, is this Kiddusha of B'chol Makom Sh'atamotze Geder Evra Atamotze Kiddusha. That the Kiddusha of Yom Kippurim comes gufa from the fact that a person has a bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is B'chlal Shomer bris. And that's the exaltedness of Yom Kippurim. And the kapara and the koyach of Yom Kippurim. That's why there are six aliyahs in Yom Kippurim, which is connected to the sixth Tvira, which is connected to Yosef, the Midah of Yesod, of Kedushas HaTzadik. Only day on the Jewish calendar, which has six aliyahs. Yom Kippurim is a day that a person feels how grand and how special it is to be a Jew. That he comes dressed in white, and he comes to shul, and it's a beautiful davening. And he feels neshamadik. And a person who has a good Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, he should feel like he can't even contemplate doing an Aveira. A tzaddik after Yom Kippur can't even think about eating. He feels like he's above that completely. He has to bring himself down from the Yomos L'Yonim to the Yomos HaTachtonim. And there's some tzaddikim that they don't come down, they just ride and they go from Rakia to Rakia for the next 5 plus 7 days until Shemini Atzeres. And they're margish what it means, kosher lapidaschem. How difficult it is to leave a week and a half of the Hamshach of the Kedush Yom Kippur to Shemini Atzeres. How can I live in my home? In the place where I live the whole year, I don't feel like I'm fit for such a place. I'm from the Elyonim now. I need a sukkah. I need a place where the Shem Shemayim is Chalalov. The for tzaddik is just a natural transition from Yom Kippur to sukkahs, which is why we start building the sukkah right away after Yom Kippur. The sukkah is the place, which the Zohar says, which is Mekudesh for Shomrei Bris, for tzaddikim. That there's a certain godless haneshama in the Kedushas Yisrael that a person feels in Yom Kippur. That when he walks home after Yom Kippur and he looks around and he sees the Gayim, he realizes and he knows, and you know what I'm talking about. That he feels, and his mamish feels the Havdalah. More than any other time, that Havdalah of Ben Kodesh Techol Ben Yisrael Amin. This is the very same place from where Yosef comes from. And this is the place where the Hakdama of Matan Torah comes from. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that he's giving us 613 mitzvahs. And in order for a person to have the koyach and to know that he's a bar hachi, that these mitzvahs are fit for him, that it's a good shidduch klal Yisrael on the Torah, and when he sees that the way Torah is given, be'ema, ve'yira, ve'reses, ve'zeya, and the kolos, and the barakim, and the maimed of shechina, and a Jew should say to himself, who am I? Am I fit for such a thing like this? How can I even approach a Torah like this? How can I even think or dream about being able to mekayim these mitzvahs? Mi anoichi. So the Hakdama to Matan Torah is that a Jew needs to know just how chaviv he is to HaKadosh Baruch. Va'esho eschem al kanfei nesharim. Va'atem tiyu li mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh v'yisim l'skulam v'kolamim. That it's the toikif to Kedusha, that a person knows his chavivus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Zohar says in Parashas Mishpatim, this idea of Kedusha, which is so repetitive, especially around the Inyan of Matan Torah. This is the greatest rechimu in Ava, the Zohar says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the sugi of Kedusha. That a Jew needs to feel the Inyan of Yosef, einenu gadol b'bayis hazeh yoyser mimeni. There is nothing which is more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world than a Jew. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael, and therefore bereishis b'shvil HaTorah. That this is a good shidduch. That Yisrael means that a Jew is mamash like a sar. He's a prince. And this is why Klal Yisrael, they needed to leave with the Arono Shel Yosef. That it was in the schus that Yosef was able to overcome his temptations against the Ishes Potiphar, that he had the koyach to take all the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And they followed the Atzmos Yosef to Har Sinai. But it was only through following Yosef, following the Kedushas Avris, that a person is able to come to Matan Torah and to hear the words Ushmartem is Bisi, to follow in the Derech of Yosef just like you did to get here, to be Bechlal, the Inyan of a Ben Kadosh, to be a Mamleches Kehana V'Goy Kadosh, and on that note you can receive Torah. Speak about Kedushas Avris. It's no secret that Kedushas Avris begins with Kedushas Ha'inai. It's the window to the soul. What we see is where we are. And we know the impressions which are made from the things which we see, even just as we glance at them. The ration which it leaves. But even if when we stop looking, that there's still a ration in the neshama which still sees. And the tzaddikim who know how precious it is, the heilige eyes of a yid. Many times tzaddikim will say things which, or svarim will say things which are so extreme to us. But it's because we're so far away from understanding what it means, Kedushas Einayim. What it means, Kedushas HaNeshama. And we see stories of tzaddikim, how they would walk mamish with their eyes down, or they had to have others, like the Imam Yosef, that people had to lead him in the street because he was afraid. And it should be nichshal. And it's not just nichshol in Riyas Asuros. It means that it leaves an impression which now he has to deal with for who knows how long to come. It's not just a moment like we think of it. But there are impressions which are being made which will last. And that tzaddik who lives by his kedusha, it's literally sakanas tefashas for them. Which is that because we don't understand the madrigas of tzaddik and we see things as extreme. I'm sure we would all think it was extreme. The following story that once the Satmar Rav, and he was doing Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah in Williamsburg, and there was a train which came by at the end of the day. And it was a very packed train. And the Satmar Rav turned to the people around him and he said, Manishtana Hayom Azeh, that the train is so packed today. And they said to him, it's like this every single day, the train is like this. He said, every single day the train is like this? And he thought to himself, how it is that a yid can be on a train like this? While the Re'ius Asuros, even coming into contact. And then he said, Batuach Ani, I'm sure that if this existed in the times of Chazal, they would ask it to go on a train. I'm sure that sounds completely extreme to us. But this is why the Satmar Rebbe is the Tzaddik Hador, we're not. That they had a certain hashkafa with the Kedushas Einayim. That they understood what it means, Kedushas Yisrael, much more than we do. And it was from statements like this and things like this which compelled eventually for the Samar Chassidim to arrange buses which are now very famous Bechalal by Chassidim so that Yidden can travel B'kdusha V'tara to work. That a Jew can do Daf Yomi on the train, can finish Shas and can finish Mishle Brewer, but at the expense of what? And he has options to go, B'kdusha V'tahar. Yeah. One of the rabbis of Klai Yisrael, when it comes to Kedusha Seinayim, it's from a very unusual place. From Bilam HaRasha, out of all people. But the Gemara tells us in Nida, Laman Aleph, that Bilam disguised in his brachas, one of the things which he made a kitrug on against HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, was that he said, Mishahu Kadosh V'Tahor, U'Misharisav Taharim U'Kadoshim, Yotzitz B'davar Zeh, U'Mispar Zreiva Yisrael, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he watches husband and wife, and he waits for a tzaddik to be born. Of which Bilam says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, who is a Kaddish Vator, he should see things like this. And in fact, the whole chait of Adam Arishon came from this. Chazal tell us that Adam and Chava, that although they should have waited till Friday night, or to be Mizavig, says that they did so in the daytime on Friday afternoon, and the Nachash saw and he became jealous. And the whole conspiracy of the Nachash began from this. Began from this pagam in Kedusha, that the Nachash saw something which he shouldn't have seen. What we learn from this statement of Bilam, and of course he's totally off the mark, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he watches this, it's like watching a yid put on tefillin or shaking a lulav. This is a maisa de kedusha that only a person who doesn't have a yitzharan can understand what this means. There's a difference for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to watch a maisa like this than to watch a yid daven, to learn Torah, to mamash haynu hach. But Bilam doesn't have a hasaga. He says, Yodea Das Elyon, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows nothing, obviously, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we see from Bilam's remarks, that a Kaddish Vitor should look at something like this, means to say that every single Jew can say that about himself. That how can a Torah and a Kaddish like myself, that I should allow my eyes, which are kedoshim, to look at something like this. All of humanity was destroyed because of the Nachash, because he didn't have eyes like this. How one thing led to the next, to the next, to the next, and then you eat from the Eitz Hadas, and then boom, the whole world is because of this. As the Pasuk says, that a Jew, that his Torah, Sasuru is a lesson of Torah, that he understands that the whole union of Torah is, which is a lesson of Zinus. That a person who can come to do all the mitzvahs, that all the mitzvahs are totally in this. V'yisem kedoshim v'elakechem. Then a yid could be a kadosh. That the whole Pesach to Kedusha is at the eyes. That a Jew should know that his eyes are kadosh, to be makadosh them, to look at that which is holy. Much as possible. It's well known that which the tzaddikim say by the mice of Yehuda and Tamar, that Yehuda remarks, Aye hakdesha hi beinayim ala derech. Aye hakdesha, where is the kedusha? Hi beinayim. That Kedusha begins with Kedusha Seinayim. And the Sfarim say, Befrat al Haderech. Befrat when a person is traveling. It has to be extra Kedusha and Shmir Sabriya, Shmir Seinayim. if it comes to Purim, one of the things which Haman and Amalek is notorious for, as we know, is Ashakarcha Baderech. Baderech again. Shakarcha is the Indian of Keri, Pagam Bris. And the whole Eitza of Achashverosh to make the Seuda, as the Sfarim say, was in order to be Mashal B'nei Yisrael and Arayos, which is why he had the men and the women separate but together, close enough, that even the Nashim were in the Beis HaMalchus, Asher LeBeis Achashverosh. And as he called her in order to add a new Pagam, new tumah to the whole Suda. As Chazal say, to come out with only the crown, nothing else. In order to be machshav with Bnei Yisrael and the Kedusha Seinayim. That if she should see something like this, that can come to Pagam Bris. That's exactly what he wanted. Asher Karach Baderech. That it wasn't just the fine foods and the gashmias and the havel elam hazeh. But the real Makkah B'Patish was going to be this. Just like Bilam knew that the way to get to Bnei Yisrael is to be Machshel them Be'arayis. And even when you thought that Bilam was done and he was out for the count and he was giving brachas to Bnei Yisrael, he was able to bounce back and to find a way to Machshel Bnei Yisrael through Arayis. Gufa on this pasuk, immediately after Vashti is put to death, and he sends out a letter proclaiming that everybody has to keep, that all the wives have to listen to their husbands, lest chas v'shalom lahavzos ba'alein b'nehen. Just like Vashti, she didn't come out when she was told to come out the way she was supposed to. This is the inyan of lahavzois ba'alein beinehen. Means to be mevazeh the eyes of the people. But the whole inyan and the whole eitzah of Haman was lahavzois ba'alein beinehen. To be mevazeh the kedusha seinayim. And Mordechai knew that, that nobody else can see. And Mordechai had the holy eyes to be able to see and to know how Aveira Goreres Aveira, and eventually, that just inviting to Yidden to a kosher party to celebrate the 3 years of Achashverosh on his throne, that you have to have holy eyes in the first place to be able to see how one thing would lead to the next, and that the Oimek HaKavona of Haman would eventually be to be Machshel Bnei Yisrael on Arayis in Pagam Bris. And he was right. But it's just because we don't see as far as the tzaddik can see, Gufa, because he's nizer, that he has such eyes, that we don't understand many times that which the tzaddikim say, and the shmiras which they place upon us. Because they could see much farther than we can see. That's why it says by Haman, Gufa in the Megillah, it says, Vayivez be'enav, b'shloyach yad b'morach elevadeh. That Haman himself is a person of Ayivas Be'enav. That he's Mevazah the Kedusha Seinai. This is the type of a person he is. And even that which the Pasuk goes on to say, Lishloach Yad B'Mordechai Levado. You know that we find the term Shlichus Yad in the Torah by Pagam Bris? That the Torah tells us at the end of Parashat Kiseitze, Torah says, Veshilcha Yada. One of the things which a woman is not allowed to do is v'shil chayada v'hechzika b'mevushav, to place her hand in an inappropriate place at the makom of the bush of another. It's called shil chayada. This is the shloyach yad of Haman, to be mishleach yad b'mordechai levado, to be machshel Mordechai. He knew that if he could be machshel Mordechai in Pagam Bris, then all the Jewish people would fall. To be machshel the tzaddik ador in Pagam Bris. Because he knew that Mordechai's strength was this. That's why it says Vayar Haman, that Haman saw with these eyes, these tumadika eyes. And this pasuk is said after Bnei Yisrael went to the party. All of a sudden Haman has eyes. Vayar Haman. Since when does Haman have eyes? That when you're machshel, when a Jew is machshel, his holy eyes, bitumah, then he gives eyes to the sitra achra. Vayar Haman, and what did he see? He ain Mordechai korea mishtach avilot. There was one Jew who would not bow down. And the Sfarim say that when a person is machshel and pagam bris, he feels it in his legs, that he doesn't have koyach to be oymed. Because the yesod is considered to be the root and the yesod of which his legs stand on. That a person really has shalosh regalim. And if a person is poigim bebris, then even his feet that they're magashit. But he saw with his eyes that there was a Jew, Mordechai, who his feet would not allow him to bow down to Haman. He would not succumb to pagam bris, and therefore he had a feet which would not bow. So therefore all he wanted was lishloach yad b'Mordechai levada, to be machshel Mordechai and pagam bris. And as we said last time, that's why he took away Esther from him, that if he would take away his wife, he would certainly come to pagam bris. And in fact, the whole nace of Purim comes through Esther. But the Torah says repeatedly, "Vatisa chen beinav." She was found chen beini kol re'eha, that she had the inyan of chen beineha. Chazal say that she was a tzanua, bas tzanua. And Mordechai knew that if a tzanua like this would be taken to the home of Achashverosh, it certainly can only be because a nace would come through her. And Chazal say that not once did she wish she mezavik with Achashverosh, that she took a shade, the Zohar says. That she had such mysterious nefesh for this inyan that she was literally shoylit balyonim v'tachtonim to protect her kedushin, her tznius. And that Haman knew that if he could take Esther to the palace and defile her kedusha, he could be machshel with Bnei Yisrael with the tzaddikas hadar. That she should be poigim bebris. But it was not to be. Because they stood the mysterious nefesh for kedushas habris. The Klai Yisrael was zeichet to the nes. One of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and he had many. Many of them we don't even know them. But one who we do know, one of the more famous ones, is the Magid from Zlotchev. Zlotchev or Magid, Bichya Michal. Bichya Michal was a Kaddish Vatar. It's brought down that when the Baal Shem Tov passed away, he left Beirusha, his milus, to his Talmidim. And it said that the Magid from Mezrich, that he was Yerush, the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Pinchas Karzer was Yerush, the Chachma of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Whereas Rabbi Chiel Milcha from Zlotchev was Yoyresh, the Kedusha of the Baal Shem Tov. And he was a Kaddish Vatar on Ma'ayit. Tzadikim say that he was a Gilgal of the Neshama of Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. From Maseches Shabbos, Mila's Deiche, Machshirin de Mila's Deiche Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer de Mila is the Neshama of Rabbi Chiel Milcha from Zlotchev. The story is told about Rabbi Chiel Michal that after his passing, so it's brought down in Sfarim that in the heavenly courts, that the Dayanim are from the Tzaddikim of that generation, not from previous generations. So, for example, in this generation, in the Beis Din Shalmala, So who's on the Beis Shemala? Rav Yashav, Moshe Feinstein, Rav Zalman Auerbach. And the neshamas were coming to Rav Menachem Mendel from Imanov with the following complaint. That in Shemayim on the Beis Din, one of the members of the heavenly court is Rabbi Chimelcha from Zlatchev, and they came with complaints, the neshamas, the Rabbi Chimelcha, that because he was born to his father who was a real Kodesh Vitar, that he was born to him with such Kedusha Vitara, that he's super machmir in the union of Kedushas Abris and Shemai. It's not fair. It says nobody can stand against his judgment in the union of Kedushas Abris. So they pleaded with Rav Menachem Mendel from Imanov that he remove him from his position in Shemayim and the Beis Shemala. And after he succeeded, the neshamas were coming down to say thank you to him for ousting him from his seat from the Beis Shemala. Doesn't say exactly what Rav Menachem Mendel did, but he succeeded. It said that the Magen from Strelitz, the Sraf, Raburi, that shortly before his passing on Chaf Aleph Elo, that he said that he's able to see in the Elyonim, and he saw that there was an open seat in the heavenly courts. And he said, whenever there's an open seat in the heavenly courts and there's nobody to fill it, so that's a siman that a tzaddik is about to die in from the generation. And shortly after he passed away, and he filled that seat of Rabbi Chimelcha from Zlatchev. Rabbi Chimelcha from Zlatchev. Zlatchev from Magid, he said like this. He said, and when Chalila, when a Yid, when he's praying him in Bris, Chas v'Shalom, he calls it his father. Because I have to hear the Lashon. Omar Rav Magid, Batsina Kadisha v'Nahaira, Batsvi from that Dvarna, B'Shem Rabbi, ובחיל מלכו זצר שבפגם הבריס שאדם פויגם ונגיד את פויגם בפגם בריס נעבד ממנו הנקודה הפנימיס שבלב that the נקודה פנימיס within the heart it becomes lost from him and then he concludes ועל זה ידבו כל הדבויים. This is something which Yidvu Kol HaDvuyim. Is anything to cry about? Something greater than this. And what he's referring to goes back to what we mentioned before. That the Nakuda which allows a person to be Oymed Ben Yisayon and Azinyan is the Nakuda of Eineni Godel Babayis Zay Yoysam Imeni. When Chalila, a person doesn't turn to that, and he's Bodhi de Pagam, then that feeling that I am in a Neshama, that I have Kedushas Yisrael, that it becomes lessened, it becomes weakened. And this is the strength of which we said before, which brings a Jew to all mitzvahs of Torah. That it's literally a fight for that Nekud of Yadus. Which is why the Indian of Asher Karcha Baderech, that to be poigim the Tzadik Ador, which is what Haman sought to do, was to be poigim in the Nekuda Pnimi of all Klal Yisrael. The Yesod, that which is cradle everything. Just to appreciate what is at stake. And that which is at stake is our greatest koyach against to be Omer Ben Yisayin in these things. If you take a look at your handout from your cook here, is in Chelek Gimel of the Chodesh and Daf Kuchtof Gimel. He writes, "Hagadula hapnimis v'cheshbon hanefesh, kama toiva monim biyadayim mipnei shiflos hadeyah shabanoshim." How much do we squander biyadayim because of the shiflos hadas which people have around us? Asheruach Hashem roi litzok bilvavam. The people should be very great. People who are destined for godless. Vehim ochzim b'katnas, but yet they hold on to katnas. Ve'inam ma'aminim ba'atzman b'gedulas neshmasam. Because we fail to believe in our own gedulas haneshama. And he writes, lo hasviva v'lo ha'maisi b'pratiyos hem ma'yesodos. We can't depend on our gedarim or our seviva or the mitzvahs pratiyos which we do to be mechazik us. She'aleihem ha'oysher haneshmasi bani ba'oytah ha'pimi. We can only rely on the gedulas hanefesh, hakedoshah v'hatahara hapnimis, which is nekuda pnimis inside of us. Oymet haratzon v'os hamachshava, hasviva ha'maisim nichnoyim heim mipnei ha'atzman rechnis. That everything which is around us is tofel and batel and goes along with the atzmius rechnis of the neshama k'shehim mitzarmemes. When a person, when a yid feels elevated, this koyach of being elevated and knowing that I'm inherently a kadosh v'tahor is stronger than all of our svivas and all the mice in which we do. So therefore, the ikar esek of a tzaddik is not in the gedarim around him. It's not in the chevra around him. Of course, these are of primary importance, but nothing close the importance of reminding ourselves, being mechazik ourselves constantly of the gift of being a neshama. Kamuvan midatikim hi b'maisim. Of course, they're very careful in everything which they do. Mishtadlin b'tayra sasviva, they make sure that where they are, that they live in a kosher environment. Wherever they go, especially, like we said before, b'derech. Aval kol zeh ba mitoy chagoyim hapnimi. But this comes, this is motivated by the nekuda pnimi shel ha'orah ha'aliyona, because they have great lights. Hazaremes b'neshama b'chol hod skulasa, which shines within their neshama with all of its beauty, with that am segula mikol ha'amim, dafka mitoch hatzina hayoyse gola v'shoyteh v'lo yashpilu es atzmam, that they don't allow themselves to become lowly l'hiyos devukim tami b'toch katnus shel dikdukim apatim shel ein tzoif ha'mamalim es haruach ha'ilo l'malim. And of course, a Jew has to have gedarim, very strong gedarim. How to be mekadosh himself, like Rav Bunim says on the pasuk we quoted before, "Inenu gadol b'vayin says ayoyse mimeni v'chatasi leilakim." In fact, Rav Bunim, what do you mean v'chatasi leilakim? It should say v'chatanu leilakim, because even bnei noyach, even she's muzer on arayas, like Rashi quotes there. So why v'chatasi leilakim? It should say v'chatanu leilakim. So Zok Rav Bunim, he says that here, especially in this moment of the Nisayon, he didn't even want to say a word which would put he and her together in the same breath. So if he were to say V'chatanu, he would be grouping him and her together. Even to say that, he didn't want to do. So he said V'chatasi, forget about you, V'chatasi lilakim. That he removed himself, that me and her, we have no shaykhis to each other. A yid and a goy can never even say that in the same breath. Lahavdil ben Yisrael la'amim. Especially at a time like that. And we live in a generation where every moment is like a mitzrayim. You have things at our disposal. At every moment, there's Eishi Potiphar's around. I just want to be machshel ben Yisrael. In the Kedushas HaNeshama, to make a pagam in the Nekuda HaPnini Shebelev, which is the most precious thing to us, which is the inyan which a tzaddik is always being osegen. And of course, we need gedarim, we need strong gedarim. You see, like Yosef HaTzaddik, he had his gedarim, and he had special emergency gedarim. That when it becomes more urgent, the person needs stronger gedarim. But not that the tzaddik relies on the gedarim. He doesn't want to have to come to gedarim. although they're always in place, because the tzaddik is always being Isaac in the nekuda from which kol haTorah comes from. Ushmartim is brisi, to be a goy kadosh, and from that a person has a hachana v'asisim is kol mitzvah yisavisim kedoshim v'kech. This is the place from where all kedushas haTorah and kedushas haAdam comes from. But it's not a kedusha that a person brings upon himself from thousands of miles away. A person facing a Torah mitzvah and the Torah and the kedushas of Torah mitzvahs reveals the kedushas of neshama. That he becomes more neshama dik, more neshama kedusha is revealed upon him. And it's Ein Sof mamish, the journey is Ein Sof. But it's a shift in perspective. But it begins with the hashkafa of Ayi HaKadesha Hi Beinayim. And it says it in the lashon of Ayi HaKadesha. It's like we don't even know. It's like Ayi Makom Kavodai. It comes from a place where we never would have thought that this was so important. And if not for Chazal telling us, Velisasuru, the Torah telling us, Velisasuru, Achvei Levavchem, Achreinichem, that's the Sirsur HaChet. We may not be so careful in the Shemira Sinai. But now that we know, and the Torah tells us that it answers the question, Ayah Kadesha, Hi Bainai. We can begin to appreciate a little bit the lengths and the mysterious nefesh that the tzaddik can go through to protect the Inayim of Kaiser. So in this week's parasha, as we approach towards the end of Shavuot, the climax of Shoivrim is the receiving of Torah. And to know that Shoivrim and Kabbalah HaTorah, the Mamash Hainu Hach, that as much as a person understands the Indian of Ushmartim as Visi, and what it means that a Jew should be a Goy Kadosh, it's to this degree that a person is able to be Mekabal Anechi Shem Elokecha. So Rosh Baruch Hu should help us, and in the schos of these days, and these Hedigah Shabbases, and the schos of Matan Torah, which is upon us, we should be Zeichet to be able to appreciate who we are, to be Maimin, to be Oisik, and the Gedudas HaNeshama, to walk on the Derech of Yosef HaTzadik, and in the ways of Mordechai HaTzadik, which is why he's called Mordechai HaTzadik, because he was Toifis Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, as the Medrash says. And his Chush of Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Abris, which is Bizecha. Once again, in that which the Pasuk says, V'haya HaNishar B'tzion, V'hanoyisib Yushalayim Kodesh HaMelad, that the Tzadikim say, that every Jew who is able to be Oymen in the Indian of Tzion, which is Gematria Yosef with the Shemiras HaBris, Kadoshe Omer Lo. Kacha Yaseh Le'ish HaShem Elech Hafet B'yakaroi. That he went B'yakar and not B'keri Chas V'Shalom. That every Jew will be able to realize just how much he accomplished in the Hatzlachas which he had in these Inyanim. Kadoshe Omer Lo with B'yaskoyel Tzadik in heaven. Thank you.